From Tidbits on December 9th, 2013, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Apple has released version 3.7.1 of the admin and client editions of Apple Remote Desktop, adding support for OS 10.9 Mavericks, improving the reliability of the Kickstart command line utility, and fixing the display full name option in Control and Observe preferences. The update also improves support for Macs with multiple displays and multiple IP addresses, adds automatic copy and paste between local and remote computers, and improves reliability of screen sharing sessions. Additionally, the remote desktop management software fixes a bug that caused the OS X firewall to block remote desktop connections. Apple notes in a support page that if you previously lost access to remote desktop after updating to version 3.7, restarting the client computer after installing version 3.7.1 should automatically add the correct firewall rule. Finally, Apple has updated the app's companion dashboard widget to 3.7. Corellia has released Sandbox 2.8 with fixes for minor incompatibilities with OS 10.9 Mavericks, as well as an issue with partially drawn site navigator icons. The website authoring tool also restores word wrapping to long site menu titles in certain designs, fixes an alignment issue in the sidebar with Facebook like buttons, fixes a problem with extracting non-image media files from sites, and improves options for file names for better compatibility when transferring documents via legacy file systems. As with many of this week's software updates with Mac App Store editions, Sandbox remains at its previous version number at Apple's software storefront. AgileBits has released 1Password 4.1.1, with the option of updating an existing login password directly in the browser extension. And if you have more than one login for a site, you can choose which one you want to update. The new release also adds a new multi-column display option, a print feature that can handle individual items or a list, the capability to search across all fields, and localizations for Dutch and Afrikaans. It also fixes a problem where syncing won't start automatically after items are imported, and a bug that created generated passwords for com.apple.safari instead of the current website. The Mac App Store version of 1Password is set to be updated to version 4.1 with these same changes. However, 1Password remains stuck on version 4.0.8 of the Mac App Store as of this posting. While nary a new feature has been added to BB Edit 10.5.6, Barebones Software stuffed this version of its flagship text editor full to the gills with over 90 fixes. One notable change sees BB Edit no longer requiring items in the Stationery Application Support folder to have the Finder Stationery Pad option turned on in order for them to appear in BB Edit's Stationery menu or palette. As per usual, the release notes are breezy and sound like they've been written by an actual person. Here are just a few of our favorite nuggets from this update. Application startup performance has been significantly improved. Anyone who has complained that BB Edit is slow to launch is going to have to find something else to complain about. In a markdown document, a list which is immediately preceded by a horizontal rule or a headline is never recognized as such. The documentation says to put blank lines before and after block elements, but the implementations all support this format. Hex dump just got made wicked fast. You're welcome. Barebones has also updated Text Wrangler to version 4.5.4, with a free text editor receiving most of the same fixes and refinements according to BB Edit. Note that as of this writing, neither Mac App Store editions of BB Edit or Text Wrangler have been updated to the most recent releases. Telestream has released version 4.5 of its ScreenFlow screencast recording app with a number of improvements and a lengthy list of fixes. The update expands support for publishing screencasts directly to Dropbox and Google Drive, as well as sharing them to Facebook, and the upload manager now uploads videos in the background. Other changes include the capability to manage transitions and mark favorites, an added search field to the video and audio filter popover, a fix for a bug that caused edits to be lost in OS 10.9 Mavericks, and the added capability to double-click a source to send it to the timeline when in the media library list mode. ScreenFlow 4.5 now requires 10.7 Lion or later. For a complete rundown of the new features, download the PDF release notes from Telestream's support page. Note that as of this writing, the Mac App Store version of ScreenFlow sits at version 4.0.4. Rogue Amoeba has updated Piezo to version 1.2.3 to add initial compatibility with OS 10.9 Mavericks. Like the simultaneously updated Airfoil 4.8.2, Piezo 1.2.3 gains an overhauled audio capture engine to support Mavericks, and some audio capture sources may behave differently. Additionally, due to this large under-the-hood change, Piezo can no longer capture audio from Safari and Mavericks. Other changes include added compatibility with the Microsoft Link instant messaging and conferencing app, a fix for a glitch with a counter and file name on Mavericks, and an update to requiring 10.7 Lion and later. Note that of this writing, the Mac App Store version of Piezo is stuck at version 1.2.2. Rogue Amoeba has updated Airfoil audio transmission utility to version 4.8.2, with initial compatibility with OS 10.9 Mavericks, though Mavericks compatibility for the Airfoil video player is still in progress. The audio capture engine has also been overhauled to support Mavericks, and Rogue Amoeba warns that some audio capture sources may behave differently. The release also updates the Instant On component to version 7.1 to improve system audio capture and audio capture from Safari, supports enhanced metadata and remote control of Amedio's Instacast for Mac as well as iTunes Radio, ensures that Airfoil and AppNet play nicely with one another, and fixes an issue with the Airfoil menu bar icon not appearing at launch on Mavericks. Rogue Amoeba has released Vision 2.2 with support for importing more audio formats. The audio editor can now import MPEG Layer 1 and 2, AIFF-C, Ogg Vorbis, Shorten, Real Audio, Windows Media Audio, AMR, QDesign Music, WavePack, and Monkeys Audio. The update also fixes several crashes with the batch converter, reports file sizes and powers of 10, removes outdated references to QuickTime importing, and will now always display the start window at launch. Brett Terpster has released Marked 2.2, calling it a pretty big update on his blog. In addition to stability, speed, and rendering fixes, notable changes to the Markdown Previewer include the capability to create blank new files and open them in your editor, separate word counts and stats for different panels of the Critic Markup Preview, and the capability to quickly locate and edit nested files within a multi-file document. Other changes include an update to version 4.4 of Multi-Markdown, tweaks to memory management, a fix for a bug where renaming or moving a file would result in a file type fail, and a fix for a crash that occurred when canceling a word repetition processing session. Terpster has also created a GitHub repository for sharing custom marked styles, and he explains how to create and use styles on his blog. Nisus Software has released Nisus Writer Pro 2.0.7 and Nisus Writer Express 3.4.6, both maintenance releases offering a festival of fixes. Both editions of the word processing app squash a bug that caused a crash for those running macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard after pasting table cells with an applied list style, or when closing documents with some smart content, load language icons in the background to avoid a slowdown with 10.9 Mavericks, and fixes an issue that caused a crash when editing an equation in the MathType equation editor. On the hyphen front, the update ensures that hyphenation patterns are properly respected, and that soft hyphens successfully transfer to Microsoft Word. Nisus Writer Pro 2.0.7 also resolves a change tracking issue that triggered unpredictable behavior after typing over text with a straight quote that was then automatically corrected into a smart quote. Since we reported this one, we were particularly happy to see it fixed so quickly. Bringing the same precise timing capabilities of its calendar entries to reminders, FlexiBits has released Fantastical 1.3.11, with the addition of a due time field when you select due date in a task. The calendar app also fixes errors when using iCloud, an issue that prevented Outlook events from updating, a bug that made Fantastical appear partially off-screen when using multiple displays in OS 10.9 Mavericks, and a potential hang when creating events with invitees on Mavericks. Devon Technologies has updated its three editions of Devon Agent to version 3.6, with new plugins for searching IEEE Explore and EUR Lex, plus improved plugins for searching Bleco, Google Patents Search, and the American Chemical Society. Devon Agent Express and Pro increase the maximum download size to 64 megabytes, while Devon Agent Pro adds an AppleScript command for retrieving objects of an HTML page for a specified scanner. The Pro Edition also improves reliability of newly reported results, adds a new ping URL to the plugin API to send an initial request to an engine before searching, enlarges the icons in the objects pane of the search and browser windows, and fixes CSV export compatibility with QuickLook. As of this writing, all three Devon Agent editions remain at version 3.5.2 in the Mac App Store. Devon Technologies has updated all three versions of Devon Think and Devon Note to version 2.7.2. Devon Note and all three editions of Devon Think receive an improved support for open meta tagging, the addition of a new group button to the Take Note panel, support for Mavericks tags entered via the title bar of documents or via save dialogs, bug fixes for several freezes in Mavericks, and a workaround for a broken script issue caused by Evernote and Evernote Helper. All three editions of Divan Think can now convert images to rich text and save PDF forms with entered data on Mavericks, and contextual menus that appear when viewing images now have an edit command. Additionally, the update provides more reliable thumbnailing of QuickTime movies on Mavericks, enables viewing of PDF document sizes in centimeters and inches instead of just pixels, and improves handling of the activity panel in full screen mode. Divan Think Pro and Pro Office add RSS feeds without links, and Divan Think Pro Office adds support for Mail Tags 4 as well as start-stop server commands in the Tools menu. Following up on its recent upgrade to version 7.0, Ergonis has released QQ 7.1 with a couple of new features and improvements. The update adds new attributes for custom themes, adds a keyboard shortcut for searching, ensures the search field works with Chinese, Japanese, and Korean input methods, and works around an issue that resulted in incorrect characters instead of key symbols. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.